10 Great Sonic Mods in the Steam Workshop by Andrew Duncan, narrated by Luke Greenfield. The decision between playing something new from the backlog or something that you already love is always a hard one. What if you could play something that you love and that is new? Thanks to Steam Workshop and a copy of Sega Mega Drive and Genesis Classics, you can do just that. As a bit of a Sonic fan, I went looking into mods for the first three classic Sonic titles to see what I could find. Here are 10 of them in alphabetical order. Metal Sonic Hyperdrive for Sonic the Hedgehog. It would have been a crazily ambitious mod if it just had Metal Sonic, along with completely new zones. Then you add two speedy zones with their own unique animations, but then you discover that there's a hidden menu that lets you play as 5 different characters. Press C on the start menu. Did I mention that one of these characters is Kirby and another is Mario, under the name Samari the Adventurer? And that everyone has their own unique moves, except Mario and Sonic, who share the spin dash. This is a fantastic mod, even discounting the fact that I love Metal Sonic, aka Metalix. Right, fellow Sonic the Comic fans? Metal Sonic Rebooted Sonic the Hedgehog. What appears at first glance to be a lesser sequel to Hyperdrive, as you only have the basic spin dash, there's actually a lot more to it than that. There are certain monitors which will give you a buddy, in the guise of a bomb on two legs, which will follow you around and help you out. Also, the other speed move is present, but now costs 5 rings each time you use it. On top of that is the double jump for 5 rings, and if you collect over 200 rings, you can go into overclocked mode. In a nice touch, you retain your rings between zones. Mobius Evolution for Sonic the Hedgehog. A complete mod which allows you to play as Blaze the Cat as well as the titular hero. You have the spin dash, but other than that, both characters play the same. The level designs are great, with some new mechanics such as speed ramps, hot air balloons, and hang gliders. The bosses are also new, rather than changed up originals. Sonic 1 Dragon Edition for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. You start off in the Green Hill Zone, but there are no enemies and it's been redesigned. That's because the Green Hill Zone is now a hub that you use to pick which zone you'll go to next via giant rings. With everything completely redesigned, from the new zones to some of the enemies within, this is one of the more challenging mods on the list. Sonic 1 Mega Mix for Sonic the Hedgehog. One of the more interesting, if not fully functional mods on the list, it adds 5 playable characters with unique movesets, new level layouts, and new music. The version available on Steam is kind of broken, but if you look around, you can get an updated version of the mod that works on the Mega CD. It is a shame that it's unfinished, as the frame rate is in constant flux and there are glitches all over the place. However, it does add a homing double jump for Sonic and Shadow, so it's definitely a blast to play through. Sonic 2 Versus Edition for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Occasionally, you don't want Player 2 to faff around taking bullets and risky jumps for you. You want to grind them into the dirt and make them eat your dust in Versus mode. There are changes to the original mode, of course, making things a bit fairer for both players. There's no single player content in this mod, but thanks to Steam implementing remote play, you can ask people on your friends list to join you for a thrashing. Just maybe don't phrase it that way. Sonic Classic Heroes for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Not only does this mod allow you to play through the first two games in a row, not only does it allow you to play as one of two teams of three characters, and not only is one of those teams chaotic, but you also have two options. Let them run around like Tails usually does in the base game, or connected, Knuckles Chaotix style. If you've never wanted to have two teammates, you might occasionally get stuck on the opposite side of something, forcing you to struggle or risk getting dragged to your demise, then you've never wanted this mod. But you have, and you do. Sonic Eraser for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. It may reuse some things from the original game, but it also adds so much more. Rather than a general idea of a story, this adds in cutscenes and text to make an actual storyline as well as a tutorial. It is one of the most difficult mods on this list, as there are new mechanics taking some getting used to, and the difficulty is very high. There are no game overs, as you're expected to die constantly and learn from it. Sonic Halloween for Sonic the Hedgehog. Perhaps the most weirdly specific mod on this list, it's more than just a reskin. Well, it is that too, with bare trees, spooky badniks, and pumpkins littered all over the place, but it's so much more than that. The levels are redesigned, the music has been spookified, and the bosses have been vastly improved, by which I mean they are a lot more difficult. Not to spoil it for you, but you'll see what I mean when you've dealt with Robotnik for the first time. Sonic Zoom for Sonic the Hedgehog. With an aesthetic that evokes the Master System Sonic titles, it would be easy to recommend this based on the art style and nothing else. However, I can thankfully recommend it on other things. The zone design is great, the bosses are varied, and again, the art is fantastic. The music isn't half bad either. And finally, a special mention, Dr. Robotnik's Creature Capture for Sonic the Hedgehog. Did you ever wonder how Robotnik got all of those little animals to shove inside Badniks? Well, now you can find out exactly how. Run around time levels to catch a set number of cute animals one by one in a net, then put them into a capsule. If you run out of time, Sonic will bust the capsule and free them all.